Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS.
With Venmo Stash, a tag on one hand and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. With Venmo Stash, get up to 5% cash back when you pick a bundle of your favorite brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at Venmo.me/stash terms.
W-T-L.
It's a big, hairy American winning machine. You ain't first, you're last.
W-T-L.
All right, nice, huh? Got a talk show here, talk show with my mic. I got everything.
W-T-L.
All he does is work out at performance. 10 and 2, 85% weekend. You're a mute.
W-T-L.
Brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
And welcome to WTL, everybody. I'm your host, Andy Classes. Where's the line? Joined by
Gibran.
Ooh, the parlay pack.
Yes, sir. We're back.
Man, you've been doing some traveling as of late.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're based out of Nebraska, so you got to hit up the CWS College
no doubt.
World Series.
No doubt.
So much fun. So much fun. Ole Miss, man, they came to play. They came
did.
To party.
That was so much fun. Yeah, I got to party with a lot of those guys, a lot of those rebels after the win on Saturday night. And I had a really good time with those guys.
Oh, man. I mean, you had Auburn, you had Arkansas. So they were putting down the Jello shots.
Yeah,
I think that was kind
no
of the
doubt about
theme.
It. Yeah, I had some rebel Jello shots on Saturday night for sure.
You couldn't get away from it.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
So what do you got coming up here? Where are you going next?
Well, I am heading on Friday to Las Vegas to go to UFC 276. The biggest card, the most stacked card of the year. We're featuring Adesanya. We're featuring the great Volkanovski. We've got Max Holloway, Sugar Sean O'Malley, Sugar Sean Strickland. We got Ruthless Robbie Lawler and Cowboy Cerrone. You cannot get bigger than this event, and that's why me and my buddy are heading out to Vegas to check it out.
This is pretty crazy, and a lot of these lines are really tight. I mean, you're hearing pundits going back and forth. Oh, I like this guy. Oh, I like that guy.
No doubt.
Of times it's kind of set where, okay, we got a clear favorite. We don't have a clear favorite. That's not the case with this card up and down. And these are the fights that everybody wants to see.
We say it every week that Dana knows how to put these fights together, and he sure does. Who's fighting at 276? Doesn't matter. Well, of course it does.
Yeah.
This is, like I said, this is no regular fight card. Given that we have 2 championship fights going on, truth be told, there are some awesome fights from head to toe on this card, Andy.
Right. And prelims is where we're starting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're starting on prelims, and there's a couple legends that we want to kind of start off with. So if you don't have any objection to it, let's get right into it.
Let's get into it. The prelims.
we got...
276, give it to me.
We got A-10, Jim Miller, going against Cowboy Donald Cerrone.
Mm-hmm.
These two literally are two of the...
Legends of
the sport.
Yeah.
Cerrone coming in with 36 UFC wins. Jim Miller with 34. Most people would like to fight that many fights, not just win that many fights. So I just think it's so awesome that these two are able to, go against each other after years of joking who should face one another to determine who will own the record of all-time UFC wins. It's fun that Dana has brought them both back and said, here's finally.
And it's going to be a competitive fight.
It's going to be a very competitive fight.
Yep.
And Cowboy's, quickly volunteered for this. He's trying to snap that 6-fight run where he hasn't had a victory.
Yeah.
But he's trying to replicate his performance that he did 8 years ago, where he knocked out Miller in the third round.
Okay.
So this is two. This is the second time that these guys have fought, but Cerrone comes in at a big underdog at +176.
Wow.
So a lot of the early stuff is on Jim Miller to take him down.
Yeah. See, in my book actually has it him as not a big dog, but close.
Yeah.
+165.
Yep.
Jim Miller at -205. So
yeah,
the value is not quite where you want it to be.
For
if
sure.
You want to bet on this. This might be a spot where later in the show you might want to circle back to this one and talk about a parlay. Or are you looking at this one outright?
I like this one outright. I think that Cerrone has not been himself the last couple fights, and he really wants to end on a good note.
Okay.
That's why he has been trying to fight Joe Luzon for, you know, these last couple cards that we've been talking about him that they haven't been able to, you know, hook up yet. I really think he's going to come out here, try and put on a show, try to retire the right way, and there's no better way of doing it than Miller. So,
and on this card.
And on this card.
T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, prime time.
Yeah, so I am going to go with Cerrone on this one. I know that a lot of people are going to be saying you're betting with your heart here.
Yeah, they're looking at you slanted.
They are, but I'm a cowboy guy, and cowboy till I die.
All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I might stash that one away, and you might be able to convince me to circle back around and do a little parlay type of deal there.
For sure.
But all right, let's get on to the main card.
Yeah.
Fight that got bumped up here recently.
Yeah.
The welterweight bout. Robbie Lawler.
Yeah.
Brian Barberina.
Barberina.
Bam Bam, right?
Bam Bam versus ruthless Robbie Lawler. Again, another legend with Robbie Lawler. He only has 29 UFC wins, Andy.
Yeah.
He's not in the 30s yet, so this could be the one for him. Like we said, former champ Robbie Lawler squares off against, he's an ascending battler, Brian Barberina.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one is tight. This one is tight. Lawler comes in with a slight edge at -132 with Barberina at a +105.
And I like that. And Lawler, you know, he's got some weight on him. I mean, he's 14 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal to me. Like, sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, but the speed of this guy, you know, negates that.
Yeah.
That's not the case here. These guys kind of model one another, except, I mean, the old guy, if you want to call him that, Robbie Lawler, has 14 pounds. I think that might play into this.
Yeah, I do too. Lawler just got back into the win column just, you know, recently against Nick Diaz, and ending his career, making him retire in the octagon. But Bam Bam is looking for, you know, trying to push his winning streak to 3 after edging out Matt Brown on his home turf in Columbus earlier this year. So Bam Bam probably does have the more steam behind him, but Robbie Lawler is the more experienced, the more experienced fighter. He's my favorite in this one as well as everyone else, so I am going with Robbie to win this in the decision.
And see, my book's a little bit different here.
Yeah.
The one I'm looking at anyway right now in Lifetime, it has them both at minus money.
Okay.
Lawler at -125, Barberina at -105. So you really can't go wrong as far as trying to pick a value.
For
here.
Sure. And if you guys are on Bam Bam, look for one of those books that still have them at plus money, because that's where you're going to get your value.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of my books still have them at +100 or +105. So if you guys like Bam Bam and you think Robbie's a little too old to be, you know, stepping in the ring with him, you know, get after it.
Get after it. There's something to be had there. I don't know. That once again, we talked about in the opening, like, there's everything's so tight right now.
Yeah.
Because these are the fights people want to see. These are great matchups that Dana White, once again, has put together.
He has. And it's so awesome that Robbie got bumped up to the main card, because you know that he draws fans. You know that he's a past champion. Anybody that has went the distance and actually became a UFC champion, you know that they're going to be welcomed back in Las Vegas just like a big hero. So I like him in this fight. Bam Bam is a little bit younger, has less experience, but he's definitely a formidable opponent for Robbie Lawler.
And we bounced around a little bit. You know, I'm looking at my book, you're looking at a couple of your books.
Yeah.
And there's so many apps out there. And, we'll throw out DraftKings
and
FanDuel. So there's going to be a lot of, like, in-fight props and type of, especially player props that you can keep an eye on as well. We're really looking at the bare bones right now, who's the favorite and where we're leaning. So let's move on to the bantamweight.
Yeah.
I know this is another one you've...
This is my guy.
Sugar Shane O'Malley. This dude's a colorful cat.
Sugar Sean, he's one of my favorites for sure. So I might be betting with my heart a little bit on this one, but I have reasons to back it up. He is going against Pedro Munoz. The young assassin?
Young Punisher.
The young Punisher. I mean, and he does punish people.
Out of Brazil, but he's only 5'6".
He's only 5'6", and that is a huge reason that I am behind Sugar Sean here. He has the reach. He has the length. He doesn't get caught in a lot of stuff. He moves around a lot.
Yeah.
Pedro is more of a, you know, two-stance fighter where he just kind of tries to, you know, either kick your legs or, you know, stay right inside you.
Yep.
And Sean is the best at making angles from his, you know, stature because he's so tall. You know, this is the first top 10 opponent that Sugar Sean has ever faced. So, and he has said, he's went on record and said, this is the toughest fight that he has got so far in the UFC, but you don't work your way up until you start doing this. So,
right. And to your point, Munoz, you know, like he wants to get in, he wants to tangle you up,
yeah.
And then he wants to start throwing bows, start throwing punches.
Yep.
And to your point, O'Malley, significant strike defense.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's at a 66%.
No doubt about it.
Okay, so like he can stand up, he can not only take a punch, he can deliver a punch. And one thing that I can't get away from, just going up and down the tape here.
Yeah.
His reach, O'Malley's reach.
Oh, it's crazy.
72-inch reach compared to 64.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going with O'Malley.
And he uses it. He uses it really well. He stays away from people, and then he just starts carving them up. Now, with this line, Andy, it is, you know, I think it should be a lot closer than it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got Sugar Sean at a -278, which is a huge, huge favorite.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that. I like him to win. I just don't like the value at a -280 bet. Munoz is the more experienced fighter. He has taken on these bantamweights, some of the best in the division. He's still at number 10 ranking, so you know he's no pushover.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to win some money on Sugar Sean, I'm going to have to put it on him to knock him out, which I think he will probably in about round 3 or 4.
Okay, so that's where my book has that over-under at 2.5.
Yeah. So
so you're going to have to pick.
Yeah. So, no, I really think that Sugar will get the knockout here. But if you guys are – the whole thing with Sugar Sean is, in my mind, he has not lost in the UFC yet. He has a 15-1 record. The only time he lost, he broke his leg in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe he – in my mind, he's still 15-0, and – nobody has even come close to beating him yet, besides him breaking his leg.
Yeah, a lot of times when you're 5'11", but you're still fighting at this weight class, you know, you're just too thin, you're too frail, and people can say that, oh, you broke your leg.
Yep.
Now he's going up against another bruiser here, a 5'6" Brazilian, the young Punisher, Pedro Munoz. So I think that's where people are going to be a little hesitant. However, that line does. I mean, the cappers, they're not hesitant at all.
They're not
heavy on Sugar Shane O'Malley.
Yes, they are. And I am adapt to agree with them. So, again, wait till these lines come out where you can pick him in a round, where you can pick him to knock him out, a TKO, because that is where I'm going to put my money on Sugar Sean.
All right, so are we gonna move on here? Are we gonna get one more in before the break?
Yeah, let's get one more in before the break. We got Sean Strickland versus Alex Pereira. This is another good one. We had a whole show over Strickland.
That dude's a character, man. Yeah, dude's a character.
He's the number 4 ranked in the division, and if he wins this fight, he is right. He's right there. Before Adesanya and Jared Cannon here go to battle in the middleweight title fight, this fight will pretty much, you know, determine whoever wins that fight will get the next title shot. So if Sean Strickland wins this fight, he has so much on the line right here. He will be in line for
God, and it almost feels like, I mean, his record's 25-3, so he's been around the block.
Yeah.
Where Pierre is only at 5-1.
Yeah, he's got very kind new of to the UFC.
Yeah, he got vaulted into this. You know?
He really did. And I see Strickland at plus money at most of my books, Andy, and I just think that is pretty crazy. I know a lot of them have them both at you know, -100 or -105 or something like that.
Yep.
But I have got him at +105 at a lot of places. The reason for that, Andy, if Strickland wrestles, he will win this fight.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get him on the ground and he wrestles him, he will win this fight. The reason that people do not believe that he's going to is that his ego is going to get in the way of him a little bit here, and he's really going to try in a striking match with Alex here.
Okay.
And that will not go well with him.
No, because, just look at that dude's chin. He looks like he can take one.
Well, it is. And the one thing people don't really know about this Alex Pereira is he literally beat Israel Adesanya in kickboxing a couple times back in the day. So this is just think about that. He has a pair of kickboxing wins over the most dominant UFC figure in the game right now. So this guy can
of all time.
This guy can knock you out. So if you see a line there that you guys like for knocking this guy out, go for it. But I just think if Sean Strickland sticks to his game, he gets him
to the mat. Yep.
This is over. It shouldn't be this close, but it is because Sean Strickland's ego and just the way that he kind of carries himself is a little on the unusual side.
Sugar Sean Strickland, he's the dog in my book that I'm looking at here at a minus 105, like you alluded to there, and Pierre is at minus 125.
Yeah.
So once again, very tight line, just a slight edge, though,
for sure,
over there towards the Brazilian Alex Pereira.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna save the best for last here. Coming up,
we got
part two.
Yeah, we got two championship bouts. Let's take a break real quick and then get into those.
And some of our best bets. We're gonna run up and down.
I still got my best bets. We're waiting for you guys.
All right. So let's take a quick moment to recognize this week's sponsor, Nebraska Brewing Company.
Yes, sir.
First class in every glass. You know they sold some in Omaha with the CWS.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I know I drank a few.
Those kegs are running a little light right now. They're going to have to revamp that, get back to it. So don't go anywhere, folks. This is WTL. Welcome back to WTL, everybody. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Okay.
We're about to get into some parlays here in a little bit.
Yes, we are. And we are talking UFC 276.
Yeah.
Mobile Arena in Las Vegas coming at you.
Yeah.
And our very own Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, you're going to be there.
It's going to be awesome. Yep, got some tickets. They were pretty spendy, but with a great card like this, you can't expect anything less.
Dude, and you've been cashing in those parlays. What's money to you?
Yeah,
money.
Vegas is paying for the trip anyway, so yeah, that's what it is.
Love it. All right, so we talked about the prelims a little bit there with Cowboy.
Yep.
And Miller, and now when we went through the card up to the two championship bouts.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So Alexander the Great.
Yep, Alexander the Great Volkanovski versus Max Blessed Holloway for the third time. Square off, featherweight title fight, hanging in the balance. Volkanovski's eager to remain the champion and put this rivalry to bed once and for all.
Yeah.
But Holloway's driven to get that victory in this third one because, you know, Max may have lost each of these previous two bouts, but neither was very decisive.
Right,
Especially the second one. A lot of people in the MMA community literally thought Max probably won four of the five rounds, which is just absolutely crazy. Holloway probably should have emerged victory in the second fight. I really like Max. I really like Max in this fight.
You know what I like about him?
Plus money.
The plus money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right going into it, we got Alexander the Great sitting at a minus 189 to win this fight, and Max at a plus 150, just straight up.
And these numbers are all over the place, because I'm looking at a minus 210 and a plus 170.
Yeah, no, you can pretty much find Max anywhere from plus 250 all the way down to plus 100 on some books. It's just where are you going to try and get him at? So I'll jump. I jumped on him by decision at plus 320 because both of these fights in the past have went the distance, and I don't see this going any different.
This is going five rounds.
Yes, this is going five rounds. I just think these guys are so well. This is such a great fight. The first two were just awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one for sure was, you know, one of the best fights I've probably ever seen.
I like the contrast. I mean, just looking at it from afar or from just a fan perspective, yeah. You know, you get into it much more than I do.
Yeah.
But Volkanovski's, he's only 5'6".
Yeah.
Right? But he weighs 15 pounds more than the 5'11 Holloway.
Exactly.
You know, so you
stretched
got two
out
different,
Hawaiian, yep.
Yeah, you got two different body types.
Yeah.
You got two different styles here. But it's great theater. Like, these guys get after it. And they got similar records, right?
Oh, yeah.
24-1 for the Alexander the Great and Max Blessed Holloway. He's 23-6. Two of those, you know, at the hands of Volkanovski.
Yeah, Volk hasn't lost since 2013. We'll just, you know, start with that. Winning 21 straight fights, including 11 in a row inside the octagon. So, like,
this you know what's scary?
Yeah.
He can grapple.
Yep.
Okay? And he also, some doors are open back up, and the Australian was allowed back into the gym across the ditch, as they say, over New Zealand.
Yep.
Did some training with Adesanya.
Yeah, no, they're teammates, and
Ooh.
Yeah, that's quite the
tandem.
You know, quite the study buddy there.
Yeah,
just two of the best champions. What I really like here, Andy, is that Max, I think he's just hungry. He's a past champion. He wants it back.
Yep.
I know that Volk isn't just going to give it to him. I think this is going to be a very, very good fight. The whole thing with Max, though, is he had to fight his way back to get this third fight. Dana just didn't give him the third fight after he lost twice. He had to beat two very good opponents. And, I mean, Alexander has as well.
Reprove his medal. Get back up to that point.
So he has proven that he is the number one contender in this division. And I really think he's going to take the cake
he
here.
He is. He is the number one. He is the number one contender.
Clear
Once
cut.
Again, tip of the cap to Dana White for giving the fans, giving everybody what they want. The number one contender versus the belt holder.
No doubt about it.
Even though it's a three-peat, which I think adds a whole nother level of
it
fun
does.
And drama to it,
it does.
You know, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I think it does as well.
Here's something that I just find just off the wall crazy, just looking up and down the tape here. Okay, so Alexander's 5'6", 160 pounds, versus the 5'11 guy from Hawaii, who's only 145, 146 pounds. However, the reach, Alexander has a 71.5-inch reach compared to a 69-inch reach.
Yeah.
Like, what an odd-shaped dude.
It is. They couldn't, like, fit more different together, you know what I'm saying, with body types and everything. The whole thing with Max is I think he did an excellent job of adjusting in the second fight by narrowing his stance and fighting taller. Like you said,
downhill.
Make Volk use that reach. That allowed him to be lighter on his lead leg and fire off kicks of his own. However, Volk was able to mix his, you know, takedowns in and takedown attempts and connect with his laser-like left hand because, you know, he has that.
He's not
afraid. To get the W. So I really think that Max is going to come in with a really, really good game plan. Not that Volk won't, but I think Max has seen this guy twice. I think he's
going to stay off the mat, right? He's going to do everything in his power to just not allow the same thing to happen.
I just really think the best way to bet this in either direction is take the fighter by decision because I think it's going the full way. I don't think we're going to see a knockout, and if you do, I think it's going to be Max Holloway putting him down.
And it's funny you mention that because that's where the book I'm looking at right now has it at 4.5 rounds.
Yeah.
Over under. Like they think so too.
It's going to go.
Yeah.
And my best line that I've seen so far is Max Holloway win by decision at +320.
Whoa.
It's on FanDuel.
Ho.
Go grab it.
Get over there.
I just think it's one of the best. And if you guys don't the decision, Max Holloway money line is at +162. I just think it's going to go decision, guys. So I'm really behind that.
And you know, history repeats itself, and decision is where it's been at, right?
Yeah.
So and that's what all the data and talking heads and everything else that you look at here says. This one's going to go the distance.
It is.
So,
I mean, with Holloway's iron chin, like you can't knock this guy out. Yeah. You literally cannot. And Volkanovski's tight striking defense.
Yeah,
and
he's so boxed up.
And
yeah.
the cardio with both of them, these guys could go 10 rounds if they wanted to. It's just would their faces hold up? It's just
this is a featherweight. This is a featherweight.
Yeah, these guys are just two of the toughest guys in the UFC. And I, It's going to go to the distance, and I'm taking Max Holloway, and that's what I'm sticking to, Andy.
All right, I like it. I like it. You know, it's not hard to convince me to go with the American.
Well, yep. Yep,
even,
for sure.
Even against Aussie and Australia.
Yes, sir.
Forget that, Foster's. We're talking Nebraska Brewing Company over here. Come on,
are.
Get out of here. Out of here.
Yep.
All right, so are you ready?
Is it time?
It's time to get into the title bout that everybody's been talking about here. Middleweight, where are we going?
We got Israel Adesanya, the style bender, versus Jared Killer Gorilla Cannoneer.
The Killer Gorilla.
Yeah. man, Izzy's a huge favorite, which he should be.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been beat at middleweight yet in his whole career at middleweight in the UFC.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, he's a minus 165, and I just think it's probably one of the locks of anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and the book, once again, I'm looking at, they played so conservative here, but minus 445 compared to plus 325 for Jared Cannonier. So, that's telling you where everyone's kind of looking at.
No doubt.
About this one.
So I'll give you a little bit on Jared here, on the Killer Gorilla. He is... He started off as a heavyweight in his UFC career.
Yep.
He has really heavy hands. He is a Derek Lewis type knockout power.
He is.
He has it. He has it. So if he can catch Izzy with one, it could end right away. But
it really could.
This is the type of fight that Izzy enjoys most. He will sit back patiently.
Big dude.
He'll sit back patiently. He has the reach. He has all that stuff. Cannonier's going to be coming with well-executed shots. He's just going to be throwing haymakers. It should be, you know, shut out for 3 to 4 rounds until the challenger decides to go broke and go after him.
And he's a real challenger. He's number two.
He is
the number two challenger.
He's the man.
Okay.
He's the man. He should be in there.
Yeah.
And I just think he's gonna go for a big shot that, you know, turns into a well-timed head kick from Adesanya. And the Killer Gorilla does have a great chin. He really does, but not if you get kicked in the head by Israel Adesanya. That's night time for about 100% of people in the world.
And it's so fast.
Jared
has such a crazy story, though.
No, he does.
He's coming from Alaska. He was an air traffic controller and repair guy. And he fought at heavyweight, and you kind of watch his lineage. He doesn't even look like that now.
Yeah.
He was a fat, bald dude.
Yeah.
And then he moved down to, middle heavyweight? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Middle heavyweight? And now he's just straight up at
light
the 185.
Light
heavyweight. And now he's at 185 here. He's the true... blue, you know, number two contender.
No doubt.
And he is cut, man. He looks like a guy that could cause some problems.
No, he can, and you've seen it from the fights. And this is the reason that Dana gave him the fight, because...
He earned it.
He earned it, and he called Dana out right after his last fight. He knocked the guy out and said, it's my turn. It's my turn. And Dana gave him the thumbs up.
You
keep knocking people out like that, you're going to find yourself on the made card with the best fighter in the world. Now... Is that the smart thing to do? Is that the smart thing to go after Izzy? I don't think so. My prediction is Adesanya, KO in round 4. If you're betting Izzy, take Izzy by TKO.
Awesome.
It's going to hit. It's going to hit. He's at a plus 150 for KO. So that's plus money, and it's going to happen.
Okay.
I know I can feel you cringing a little bit. The safer bet is the fight ends over 3.5 rounds, which is at a minus 150, which I think is still very good value, which is more likely to see. But I think Izzy is going to get this knockout, and I'm going to love it.
I think I watched some of these hype videos, and I've been following the interviews and the build-up and everything. And Israel Adesanya has straight up said, like, I want to make this one memorable.
Yeah.
Like, that's scary. That's scary.
It is.
When a dude... That's already, we already mentioned it. He might has a great case to be one of the greatest ever already.
For sure.
And now he's getting back into his wheelhouse, the 185, and he's got an up and comer, big dude, right?
That
came down a couple weight classes. I think he is going to put on a show. I wouldn't be surprised if that knockout might happen even earlier.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's really trying to prove something here. You know, we're out in Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
And back in the day when Nebraska had all those, that phenomenal run in the 90s, we weren't playing against the Big 8.
No.
We were our own measuring stick, or the Big 12. Like,
for sure.
And that's what I feel Israel Adesanya, this last, the last style bender.
Yeah.
I think that's how he views himself.
He does.
I mean, it's,
he literally views himself as a transcendent UFC fighter.
Yeah.
He's not fighting Jared Cannonier right now. He's fighting Anderson Silva, George St. Pierre, Chuck Liddell. He's going for that type of being that guy to the sport, which he already is. He might be just as popular as Conor McGregor right now. I mean, that's a little crazy of an assumption just because Conor makes so much money and he has the reach and all that kind of stuff. But this guy is my favorite in the game besides Conor McGregor, and I just think he's going to put on a show, and I really like the plus money, the big plus money at win by TKO at plus 250 or plus 240, depending on what book you're going to.
Jabron, you don't even have to convince me. I like that a lot. I mean, I like I said, I've been doing a little bit of homework so I could keep up with you on this one. Yeah, we're devoting this entire episode to UFC 276.
For sure.
Okay? And man, the more you study about Adesanya, the more you're like, this is a scary individual, and he's out for blood. And
he is.
You know, the poor old boy out of Alaska, the killer gorilla.
I think he's going to regret what he wished for with getting this fight. I mean, I know that all of them have to stay hungry and try and go for that.
Yeah, you got to take a shot at the title.
Got to go for that gold. And he has a puncher's chance. He does. He has a puncher's chance, but that's all I think he has, because Izzy is so much more technical. He has the reach on him. He can keep him at bay, and he's literally one of the best. Reaction fighters. When Jared is going to throw that haymaker, he can strike him even before Jared even gets there with it. So
he's
the best. He's the quickest in the middleweight. He's never lost. So I don't think he's going to start now.
I'll go along with that. That's not that tough of a sell for me there. All right, now we kind of promised it to the folks earlier. Yeah. Do we have some best bets here going up and down this card? I mean, because this is a loaded card.
Yeah. So what I'm going to go here, Andy, is this is my four-team parlay for the weekend.
Oh, I love it.
I think this is going to hit. I think this is the best bang for your buck. I'm throwing a unit on this. I'm putting $100 on this to win $780. We got Izzy at a minus 450 to win the fight, paired with Max Holloway at a plus 170 to win the fight.
Okay.
Paired with a Sean Strickland at plus 100 to win the fight. And to round it out, Sugar Sean O'Malley at a minus 300 to round out the 14 parlay. Bet 100 on it. Win 780. I'm going to have a little slot money in Vegas.
Dude, that's a fun little bet you just laid out there. I mean, because you got some plus money. You got a lot of favorites sprinkled in there as well. But you know how these fights go. That's going to – I don't care what sport you're talking about. four-teamer.
Yep, a four-teamer in UFC is a pretty hard thing to beat. But
they don't call you the parlay pounder for nothing.
But like we're saying, if you guys don't like one of those legs or you like a different leg, you know, you don't like Strickland to win, Lawler in there. Or if you don't like two of them, put Izzy, Lawler, and O'Malley. These –
you gotta love that. You lay down 100, and then a 780?
780.
Yeah, boom. I like that. I like that. And you're hedging it a little bit there. I don't know if hedging's the right word, but you're also allowing yourself to cheer for your favorites.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Like I said, I'm heading out there, so I'm not gonna cheer against Sugar Sean. I'm not gonna cheer against Max Holloway. I'm not cheering against Izzy for sure. So
there we go.
We're getting into it. It's going to be so much fun. Probably one of the funnest sporting events that I will ever go to. And I've been to some good ones. So this is the best card that we could foresee this year. And it could be the best fight of the year.
Yeah, and you're also taking advantage of something that, you know, I feel like is just backwards.
Yeah,
where people's like, don't bet on your favorite team. Well, no, you know your favorite team. You have the most information on these guys, or whether it's the Huskers, the Kansas City Royals. Like, you know them better than maybe some cappers do out in Las Vegas who don't have time to follow just that one team.
Yeah,
you have the edge.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And so you're working it in. You're working it in where you know you're taking the minus money. You know you're on the favorite.
Yeah.
But you've worked it into a parlay to where you still feel pretty good about it.
For sure. And the two plus money guys I have in there with Holloway and Strickland, I really have a good feeling about them.
You like them anyway.
I like them anyways. And, you know, I could even throw more plus money on there if I want Adesanya to win by TKO, which I'm going to take that as a single bet. I won't throw that that in my parlay, but I'm definitely throwing some money on that one too. So those are my favorite plays for the for my favorite plays are Adesanya by TKO.
All right.
For +250, Holloway by decision for +320, and then that 14 parlay I just rolled out for you guys, and that's what I got.
Hard to argue. I'll tell you what, I do like that plus money with Max Holloway. That's the one I'm going to be looking at really closely. Sean Strickland versus Alex Pereira. That is so tight right now.
Yeah.
Both sitting there at minus money. You might want to step away from that one. Or if you feel good about Sean Strickland, get him in, folks. Get him in. I also feel like these lines are going to keep moving.
They are.
As soon as, you know, Wednesday night, Thursday, when people start pouring into Las Vegas,
no doubt,
money's going to start flying. The boys are going to start. Yeah,
exactly. And that was one point that I was going to point out here, Andy, is that I really think that the Max Holloway, Alexander Volkanovski line is going to get a lot tighter than it is now.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are going to spill into Vegas on Friday and Saturday and put a lot of money on Max Holloway to win this fight.
And we already hit that. The line's already moving. It's already getting tighter. So if you like the Hawaiian, blessed, get in on Max right now.
Get blessed. Get blessed. I know I'm going to.
All right, let's take a quick second here and recognize this week's sponsor, Nebraska Brewing Company. World class.
Yes.
In every glass.
It is.
Drinking a Nebraska Pils. That's their Pilsner Lager. Now, I'm going to turn the can around here. It's a wonderfully bright and pale in color with a satisfying malt flavor.
For sure.
And I can attest to that.
It is.
There you go.
No doubt about it.
All right, Jabron, you going to leave the folks with one more thing, or you got her?
I think I did about as much as I can.
Okay.
Make sure that you guys follow our Twitter, our TikTok.
There we go.
All of our YouTube stuff, because I am going to be posting like a loon out in Vegas for this UFC 276 bout. I'm going to the convention center. I'm getting autographs. I'm trying to meet Dana. I'm trying to get him on the show.
Come on, Dana.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And just make sure you're following us on all of our socials, because I am going to be posting like a lunatic, like I said.
Nice. So that's TikTok, that's Twitter, that's YouTube. We're going to have short videos. We're going to have YouTube shorts.
Yes, sir.
Anything and everything you think of. Folks, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
This is WTL. Thank you for listening.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media, or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.